Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Nez Nation Live. This is your show where you get all the latest breaking updates, top stories, news with commentary and analysis by yours truly so we can get our country back. That's what this channel is all about. Our channel is all about bridging the divide, not expanding it. And the only way we can do that, because mainstream media and legacy media won't show you any of this stuff, is for me to do my own qualitative and quantitative research and bring it to y'all. I'm so excited to see you guys. Come on in. You guys know what to do. Make sure you tap that thumbs up as you're coming in. I really, really appreciate it. Welcome, everybody. We got two things to talk about today. Really, really big news, okay? So we've got two things that I want to share with you. First thing that we have is we've got a new appeal, a new motion, okay, that was just accepted in the Fannie Willis case. We're going to talk about this new appeal in just a few moments. And then we also have a new court date, the very first court date since the whole debacle kind of ended. And Judge McAfee said, hey, you know, it's either you or Nathan Wade. It's either you or Nathan Wade, Cash Money G. And y'all know what Cash Money G did, of course, as I predicted. What did Cash Money G do? She said, hasta la pasta, Nathan Wade. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. She kicked him to the curb faster than you could say, get me a Grey Goose and Coke. Everybody type in Grey Goose in the chat right now. Let me know where you're joining me from, what city, what state, what country. It's so fantastic to see you. Good to see you, Captain Mike. I love seeing our mods. Loretta's in the house. Good to see you. Jan, members, consider becoming a member. It only costs you less than a cup of coffee to become a member. All support goes back into the channel so I can keep bringing y'all free content. It's so awesome to see y'all. By the way, if you want to chat, if you want to comment, and I apologize if you hear a little bit of an echo because I have to leave my studio door open because guess what's coming today from UPS? Holy macadamia nut. By the way, somebody asked me and said, hey, Nez, you should have some holy macadamia merch. I do. I've got shirts. I've got hats. I've got the whole nine yards. I've got the holy macadamia nut shirts. Check them out. They're in my store. In the description and in the pinned comment, if you just click on that link. I've got a very important package coming today. It has to do with this YouTube channel. We're live on Rumble as well, and this always gets repurposed on the podcast, but I've got a very, very important package coming from UPS. Can you guys guess what it is? It has to do with a milestone on this channel. Okay, let's jump right into it. Holy mackerel, this is so big. This is really, really bad news. So I'm going to talk a little bit about this new appeal, and then I'm going to talk about who it's from, and then I'm going to talk about the impact. What does this actually mean? And then we're going to talk about the new court date set by Judge McAfee. Brand new court date. And you know my boy, the pit bull, Sadow. I actually talked to him online. He told me when the trial is happening and if or not it's going to be televised. And y'all know we're going to go live. So yes, Philly D guessed it. That's right. The YouTube Philly PD 3. Sorry, I said Philly. Yeah, Philly PD 3557. It is the YouTube play button. Now, a lot of people might think, who gives a rat's behind about a stupid play button? It really doesn't matter. I mean, it's really not that big of a deal, but it's something that it really doesn't matter to me. I mean, I want to show it to my kids because I want them to see that, it took me 10 years to be an overnight success, 10 years of 18-hour days editing, trying to figure out YouTube, trying to figure out content creation, trying to figure out live stream keys and coding and everything that goes into being a presenter, a live streamer, a content creator, a video producer, director, editor, lighting, etc. It took me years and years, hundreds of thousands of hours, and multiple pivots of this channel to get here. the plaque represents. It's just a tangible, physical thing that represents, hey, Nez, you know what? You've done it. And I want to show that to my kids. I want to prove to my kids that hard work pays off. I want to prove to my kids that handouts don't work. Entitlement doesn't work. Thinking you could just get things for the sake of getting things, and just because you happen to be a certain gender or a certain skin tone, makes no sense at all. That's not America. America is a meritocracy. It's all about hard work. So yes, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. And it's all because of you, Nez Nation. It's literally all because of you guys. Without you guys, I wouldn't exist. So your support, tapping that thumbs up, sharing this out, getting as much enjoyment, holding me accountable too, because I learned just, I've said this about all my classes when I used to teach at the universities. I learn as much from my students as I hope they learn from me. This is collaborative. And this is what I want to bring to America. I'm sick and tired. You saw what happened with MSNBC firing Ronna McDaniel. Not, I don't have any high estimation for Ronna McDaniel, but I posted on X. And by the way, follow me on X, Professor Nez everywhere. I posted on X, I go, is this good for America that we're just going to conform to an ideology and really just block everybody who has opposing views? I don't think that's America. I think what we're missing in America, and the whole purpose of my channel, because I love this country with every fiber of my being, is to talk to people who disagree with us. Because it makes no point, you know, just constantly catering to the yes crowd. It makes no point. The point is that we come together and we talk and we converse. And then that way we can still disagree, but at least respectfully disagree. That's the point of America. I'm not going to hate you just because you disagree with me. I may think you're a Momo, but I'm not going to hate you if you disagree with me. So anyway, really means a lot to me. Okay, let's jump right into this. Also, Super Chats, new members, stick around till the end. I will give you guys massive shout outs. At the end, I'll go through every Super Chat. I'll go through every new member. And by the way, if you do become a new member, you're going to love what I do for each new member. I give you a rip-roaring welcome with a lot of bells and whistles. So any new members, stick around to the end. Any Super Chats, please, mods, if you don't mind, Captain Mike, let everybody know. Okay, so here's what's happening. So Judge McAfee just approved a new appeal. Okay, so Judge McAfee has approved a request for a certificate of immediate review by defendant Harrison Floyd in the Georgia interference case that Fannie Willis was, you know, potentially going to be disqualified from, right? We heard Judge McAfee's ruling. That happened, it seems like years ago, but it happened very recently. He accepted a certificate of review for Sadow and Trump filed an appeal saying that there was that odor of mendacity. Well, if you don't know who Harrison Floyd is, Harrison Floyd is a former director of the Black Voices for Trump. And basically, this is stemming from charges where his alleged involvement in a plot. Allegedly, everybody type in allegedly in the comments. Nothing is, you know, everything's allegedly. His involvement in a plot to coerce former Fulton County election worker Ruby Freeman into falsely admitting election fraud. Should I do 60 seconds on the slow mode? See if we can do 60 seconds. Okay, I'll slow it down a little bit more if that works. Somebody said it's going a little too fast. Okay. Harrison Floyd is. Okay. And so what happened? I apologize. I apologize. Did not mean for that to happen. That came out of nowhere. Okay. So what happened was Floyd filed a motion back in March 20th seeking permission from Judge McAfee to appeal his decision. The plea and bar argued that Fulton County District Attorney lacked the authority to investigate or bring election-related charges. Thank you for the allegedlies. I see all the allegedlies. Failed to... She lacked the authority to investigate or bring election-related charges against the defendant without a referral from the state election board. I'll talk about what that means. That was denied on January 9th, and even January 12th, Floyd and his attorneys, who he's represented, Floyd is represented by Todd Harding and Christopher Kachuroff. I'm probably saying that wrong. So it was denied on the 9th, and then he applied for a certificate of immediate review, which was denied on March 14th. But now he appealed to the Georgia Court of Appeals, much like Sadow did. And that is when Mr. Judge McAfee actually accepted and granted. And I'm going to show you that in just a second. But here's what the immediate motion for immediate certificate of review basically entails. Okay. Again, this is Harrison Floyd. You can see above right there, state of Georgia versus Harrison Floyd. And he was the director of the Black Voices for Trump. He was charged with there's like 18 defendants in this case, including obviously the most high profile, which is Donald Trump. So let's just read this really quickly. It's really fast. And then I'm going to tell you exactly what this means in kind of layman's terms. So stick around. We also have a brand new court date coming up. Okay. Comes now defendant Harrison Floyd by and through his attorneys of record who file this motion of the court's order denying reconsideration entered in March 14th, 2024. Too much coffee. The defendant filed his plea on October 31st of last year, asserting, now listen to this. This is really important. Listen to this. Asserting that the Fulton County District Attorney, that is Cash Money G. Willis. Let me get a little bit tighter here. Asserting that the Fulton County District Attorney, Cash Money G. Willis, did not have authority to investigation or presentment authority to bring election-related charges against the defendant absent a referral from the state election board. I'm going to explain what do you mean state election board, Nez? I'm going to explain that. It is undisputed that no referral was sought or granted by the SEB. That's the state election board. The state filed their response on November 17th, asserting they did not need such a referral. So Fannie Willis basically said, no, allegedly, I see the allegedlies. So Fannie basically said, no, we don't need that. What are you talking about? This is Fannie Cash Money G. I don't need to follow any protocol. Have I followed any protocol thus far? What's going to make me start now? That's not going to happen. She'd been committing fraud since day one. They had concurrent jurisdiction with the SEB. The defendant filed his reply countering those claims in December, which we just talked about. The court then denied the defendant's plea bar in January 9th of this year. And concurrent jurisdiction existed despite no authority to be found for such decision. And then on January 12th, we filed for an immediate certificate of review. The court denied this. Okay. So this is the original. As grounds for this motion, the defendant Harrison Floyd respectfully shows that a certificate of review is of such importance to the case that immediate review should be had in the Georgia appellate courts. Remember, this is exactly what Sadow, the pit bull, our boy, the pit bull Steve Sadow, essentially said Judge McAfee had stated in his ruling there was an odor of mendacity, which essentially means an odor of fraud, an odor of absolute dereliction of duty, an odor of injustice and a miscarriage of justice by Cash Money G. Willis. Everybody give me a dollar sign in the chat right now. Give me a dollar. Give me your best dollar emoji in honor of Cash Money G. Willis going down in flames. It's going to happen, y'all. Specifically, an immediate appeal would assist this court and the parties in determining the applications. The issue presented in the defendant's plea in bar are issues of first impression in the context of election-related cases, and little case law is on point for guidance in support of this motion, defendant shows the court the following. The general rule is, I love all those dollar signs, love it. The general rule in Georgia is that all parts of the statute should be harmonized and given sensible and intelligent effect, because it is not presumed that that the legislature intended to enact meaningless language. Georgia courts further hold that a statute must be construed in relation to other statutes of which it is a part, and all statutes related to the same subject matter, briefly called statutes in pari maritira, are construed together and harmonized whenever possible so as to ascertain the legislative intent and give effect thereto. American jurisprudence holds that the words or text of statutes matter. The courts must lean in favor of a construction which will render every word operative rather than one which may make some idle and nugatory. So essentially what this is saying, defendant Harrison asserts that the court erred in failing to recognize that statute, okay? And so essentially what this means, and by the way, here is the certificate of immediate review that was approved by Judge Scott McAfee on the 22nd of March. This was e-filed only a couple of days ago. And so they filed an appeal. It got denied multiple times after Judge McAfee's ruling, which he essentially stated there's an air of an odor of mendacity. There's still a lot of mistrust going on here. He basically played the safe route. That's why I call him Pussycat McAfee. He played the safe, easy, comfortable route, which is I'm not going to disqualify Fannie. I'm not going to disbar Fannie. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave enough language in that ruling so that all these appeals can get through. And so he can say, he says right here, this request, this motion is granted. Signed, Judge Scott McAfee. Now, what this means, let me tell you what this means, okay? So what this means is, if a DA needs a referral from the state election board to take action or proceed with an investigation, it generally implies a procedural or jurisdictional requirement has not been met. This is huge. The state election board, in a lot of jurisdictions, oversees the conduct of elections and may have the authority to investigate or refer matters related to election law violations to other bodies for further action. So what does this mean? Jurisdictional authority means the requirement for a referral suggests that the DA may not have the authority to initiate an investigation or prosecution related to election law violations without this specific referral. It's basically a way of ensuring that allegations of election misconduct are initially vetted and reviewed by the body with direct oversight over election matters. You guys, this is why everybody needs an attorney. This is why semantics, this is why when I taught full-time Aristotle's principles of rhetoric, which is essentially in layman's terms, ethos, pathos, logos, the awareness of the language choices we make. You know, when most people hear rhetoric, you think of these political pundits saying, oh, that's just a bunch of political rhetoric. What he's doing there is just a bunch of political rhetoric. It's almost seen in a negative connotation. That's not the case. That's not the strict definition of the law and principles of rhetoric, which were created and originated with Aristotle over 2,000 years ago. And they're still true today. Why? Because the truth is eternal. The truth is not good on Tuesday, bad on Friday, good on Sunday, bad on Monday. The truth is the truth. The truth is eternal. And so this is why language matters. This is why understanding, you know, legalese, the law, understanding what your rights are, understanding who you are as a citizen in relation to the Constitution, understanding how you cannot have your rights trampled on without due process, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. And so that's essentially what this means. Let me cover a few other things before we move on to the other matter. So checks and balances. So we talked about jurisdictional authority, right? Checks and balances. This requirement acts as a form. So this state election board that Harrison Floyd and his attorneys filed, which just got approved by Judge McAfee, this appeal just went through. So it's going to go to the appellate courts. It's going to go to the Georgia appeal board, right? So this requirement almost acts as a check and balance within the legal system. What this SEB that's stated in the language, this state election board, what this essentially means is it ensures that the investigation into election related issues are warranted and supported by the entity responsible for election integrity before involving the criminal justice system. And you heard what Cash Money G said. Cash Money G said, well, I don't need to do that. You remember how we talked about maybe it's a good thing that she wasn't disqualified? At least it's a good thing if you believe in justice and you believe in them finally stopping impeding the people to vote for who they want to vote for. Because a lot of people with Letitia Big Shame James and Cash Money G Willis, a lot of people think Grey Goose is cooked. I saw that in the chat. Love it. Words matter. That's right, Lambert. You know, a lot of people think that this, all of these cases, given the odor of mendacity that literally surrounds all of them, a lot of people would construe this as, dare I say it, election interference. Well, I'm here to tell you, as somebody who's ate, slept, and breathed, you know, the principles of rhetoric, communication, I know these types of people through and through. I could say with little degree of uncertainty, this is definitely, definitely a targeted political witch hunt, 100%. So this forms as a check and balance. This SEB, State Election Board, basically acts as a check and balance. Not receiving this kind of referral, it can be a really big procedural hurdle. It may even prevent Cash Money G from moving forward with any legal action. So if the state appellate courts, if the higher courts essentially, hey, Sammy spills the tea, great to see you. If the state appellate courts essentially say, wait a minute, this is pretty big that you didn't get SEB, that you didn't get a referral from the state election board before pursuing this criminally. That's what this new appeal is all about. And the fact that Judge McAfee granted the motion to take it to the appellate court says a lot, right? So it could actually prevent this case from moving forward based on the evidence. In some cases, it might even reflect a disagreements or differing interpretations of the evidence between the election board and Cash Money G's office. So if the DA believes strongly in the necessity of moving forward without the referral, they may seek alternative routes. This could include appealing the decision internally within the state's legal or governmental framework, seeking a judicial review of the election board, which all just, you guys, all just points toward this case is going nowhere fast. The incompetence, the level of literal incompetence from this DA office in Fulton County is, it's monstrous. It's so, so disproportionately out of whack. It just is. What are the political and legal implications? Situations involving election laws can be highly sensitive and politically charged. So the requirement for a referral from the SEB, the State Election Board, and the absence of one, let's just say, can have broader political and legal implications, potentially leading to, yes, public scrutiny, legislative action, or changes in how election laws are enforced in the future. So the fact that she needed a referral from the SEB, the State Election Board, and she didn't get one, okay, it just really underscores everything that's happening in this case. And it could potentially lead to election-related misconduct. So this is really, really interesting. So without this referral, Cash Money G could be restrained from taking action, potentially leading to a complete end of her duties, right? Obviously, the odor of mendacity and the odor of fraud that surrounded this case, it's pretty much shrouded everything. So the public perception that this case is going to have, remember, every citizen, including a former president, has a right to a fair and impartial. There is no impartiality. There is no fairness with what's happening right here. And so this is what's happening right now. This appeal has gone through. Harrison Floyd and his attorneys have filed a certificate of immediate review that got denied multiple times. But since this disqualification hearing ruling by McAfee and all the events that have led up to now, McAfee has now approved and granted this motion to go through. So it's just more drama for yo mama, for Cash Money G. It's just more drama, more issues, and more problems for Cash Money G. Okay. Now, here's what I want to... Here is the order right here, signed as of the 22nd day of March. It was e-filed March 25th, a couple of days ago. And you can see I have highlighted there, accordingly, the request motion is granted. You can see it right there. So he has granted the motion to take this motion to the appellate courts. Okay, now, the judge, holy macadamia nut, guys. You're not going to believe this. So this is really, really interesting. So there is a brand new case. There's a brand new hearing date that is set for tomorrow, Thursday morning. Okay, check this out. This is absolutely huge. Okay. Monday afternoon, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee sets a new hearing date, a brand new hearing date in this. And this is the first time, by the way. This is the first new hearing since the disqualification hearing closed weeks ago, right? Attorneys representing former President Donald Trump and chairman of the Georgia Republican Party, David Schaefer, are due back in court tomorrow. They're due back in court tomorrow. Steve Sadow, the pit bull, has asked the court to dismiss the indictment against Trump. He argues that Trump's alleged criminal conduct was actually political speech protected by the First Amendment. So remember, if you recall, you know, the phone call that he made, you know, asking for all the votes, the recorded audio, and, everything that he said there, what Sadow is essentially saying is that is protected under the First Amendment for free political speech. The court should hold that the First Amendment guarantees freedom of speech when applied to the core political speech and expressive conduct alleged in the indictment against the President of the United States. It demands a pretrial remedy, and that remedy, this is the Pitbull Sadow saying this, I quote, that remedy is a dismissal of the indictment. So he's asking for a full dismissal of this entire case. Where David Schaefer argues, he was just following the advice of legal counsel. So prosecutors obviously have alleged that he played a role in advancing a false statement of presidential electors, an attempt to overturn the lawful results of the 2020 presidential election. However, Schaefer's legal team asked the court to dismiss the charges against him, arguing that the state seeks to punish as criminal conduct by Mr. Schaefer, which was lawful at the time. Again, I can't stress this enough. Understanding your rights, understanding where you reside under the constitutional law, understanding that you as an American citizen are afforded inalienable rights, not just life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but so much more. This is why this is the greatest country on earth. This is why everybody is pouring into this country. They're not pouring into Russia. They're not pouring into, Sudan. They're pouring here into the United States of America. That's why. In nearly all of the charged conduct, Mr. Schaefer was attempting to comply with the advice of legal counsel and express requirements of the former Federal Electoral Count Act. Okay. So Mr. Schaefer is asking to strike the language related to the false Electoral College votes. And Sadow is asking to dismiss this all based on the First Amendment right to freedom of speech under the political speech of the President of the United States. And guess what? McAfee will hear arguments over all the above issues in court tomorrow morning. Okay, now, I told you I was going to tell you when this is happening, why this is happening, etc. So, by the way, Super Chats and new members, I will get to you momentarily as soon as we wrap up here. Okay, let me look at you guys real fast. Okay, so I told you guys when this was going to happen. So I talked to Mr. Sadow himself. He told me that this hearing, this brand new hearing, to hear Schaefer's requests and to hear the Pitbull Steve Sadow's requests, he has told me that this is going to be televised tomorrow. If it is, your boy Nez is going to go live. And you know you got to be there, right? Now, I don't know for sure. It's always like this with these cases. You never know until the last second. Your best sure-proof way of always being in the know is what, Nez Nation? You know this. In the pinned comment, or if you're listening or watching this on the replay or on the podcast, it's in the show notes and the description, is our free Nez Nation Insider newsletter. It's absolutely free. It costs you nothing. It takes you a nanosecond. All you got to do is click on that link, click on free newsletter, pop in your best email, bada boom, bada bing, you're in. You're in the greatest online community ready to get our country back on planet Earth. You're in. You're a Nez Nation Insider. That's all it takes. Easy peasy. It's like butter. Yeah, just like butter. That's how easy it is. And you know your boy's going to go live. Now, so I heard other rumors and murmurs because your boy Nez does all the research. I heard other murmurs and rumors that it's going to be open to the public in person, but if anybody wants to join otherwise, you need to join through Zoom. Now, there was one other instance where the trial, the hearing, I think it was the DQ hearing, was only by Zoom. And that proved to be very, very difficult to live stream. I mean, I had so many, it just didn't really work. But if I don't go live, who's going to have the first video out wrapping everything up for you? Give me a big, gigantic thumbs up in the chat right now. Who is your boy? Who is your boy who's going to give it to you right when it happens? Who is that? Yes, it's me. It's your boy, Nez. So just to kind of wrap up here, let me go back to this. So just to kind of wrap up here, we have Harrison Floyd's attorneys, Todd Harding and Christopher Kacharoff. I'm probably saying that wrong. Okay. They filed an immediate certificate of review that got denied multiple times. Thank you so much for all those thumbs up. American Girl, it's great to see you. They got denied multiple times. Then the disqualification hearing happened, okay? And Judge McAfee says, hey, you know what? Now that all this new evidence has come to light, I'm going to grant your request for immediate review. So Harrison Floyd's case of saying that Cash Money G. Willis did not get approval from the SEB, the State Election Board, which I went through all the particulars and all the details of what that means. Essentially, it's checks and balances. Essentially, it just means Cash Money G. committed incompetence. Excuse me, as usual. Let me get some water. Essentially, that's what it means. It means that Cash Money G is, you know what train is, she keeps saying that the Trump train is going. You know what train keeps going, Cash Money G? The incompetence train. The I don't know what the heck I'm doing train. That keeps happening. Thank you so much, care to comment. Thank you so much for the big thumbs up. So, and if you're coming in just now, watch the replay because I go through everything. We just kind of wrapped. I'm just kind of doing the summation right now. And so by her shirking her duties, by her trying to circumvent the state election board, it really gives her major, major problems. Not that she doesn't have enough. Now, how many times have I said this? Do you actually think that's going to stop Cash Money G? Let me know in the comments. Do you actually think all of these new motions, all of the odors of mendacity, the fraud, the criminal activities, the forfeiture funds, the lying under oath, the perjury, all of these appeals that are being granted by Judge McAfee, do you actually think that's going to stop Cash Money G from doing her thing? Holy macadamia nut. I've said this before. I think she could be hauled off behind bars in handcuffs, interviewed through the handlebars, handlebars through the jail cell bars, handlebars. And she'll say, oh, the Trump train's still going. The Trump train, she'll never quit. She will never admit defeat because that's what narcissists do. Even when they get caught red-handed, she's never going to quit. She's never going to stop. And she's making the government, she's making this the state of Georgia, which is why Governor Kemp passed that law. She's making Fulton County look really, really bad. She says, I ain't embarrassed about anything. I showed that video, that interview with the latest interview with her. I'm not embarrassed because I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not embarrassed. What am I embarrassed? My reputation doesn't need repair. You're what? Let me know in the comments. Give me a big fat capital Y if you think her reputation needs repair. Give me a big fat capital N if you think she's all good. I expect to see a ton of Y's right now. Give me a big fat capital Y if you think Cash Money G's reputation is in major need of repair. Holy macadamia nut. Are you kidding me right now? I don't think there's enough tools in the tool shed. I don't think there's a tool on planet Earth that can repair your reputation, Cash Money G. Ain't happening. It's not happening. So that's where we are now. A new court date is set tomorrow morning. It's supposed to be early in the morning. It's supposed to be televised or perhaps not. We still don't know. It always seems to happen at the last second, but your boy Nez, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to stress because your boy Nez has you covered. And I'm going to make sure that you're always going to be informed. Okay. Let me get to a couple of super chats that we have here. And then I'll take a few questions and then we're going to get ready to sign off here. I'm so excited to see you guys. Nessa. Again, I just want to say it means the absolute world to me that you're here. If you made it this far and maybe you're brand new and you're wondering, well, I don't know who this guy is. Who is this guy? I'm a father. I'm a devoted husband. I like to consider myself a bleeding heart patriot. I bleed red, white, and blue. I love our country. I'm sick and tired of seeing what's happening to our country. I'm sick and tired of people taking knees during the national anthem. I'm sick and tired of people saying there's more than one national anthem. I'm sick and tired of people downtrodding and defaming our great, beautiful country, the United States of America, everything that we've gone through. I'm sick and tired of teachers, especially in higher education, claiming that America's full of racism, that America's full of hate, that America sucks. I'm sick and tired of it. I love this country. This is the greatest country on earth. I dare you to find me another country that you can live in for 6 months. I guarantee you, after 30 days, you'll lose your mind. There's not another country on planet Earth. Let me see those American flags in the comments right now. If you love your country, let me see an American flag in the comments right now. So the whole purpose of this channel is to take all of my decades and decades of experience, public sector, private sector, qualitative, quantitative research, being a professor of Aristotle's Principles of Rhetoric, being in the public's private sector, helping my mother start her very first business when I was 13 years old, the leather shoe business, to running multiple businesses prior. So I've been in both, being an author, being a speaker. You know, I feel I have a lot to bring to the table. And my heart is pumping because this is the most consequential year of our republic. There is no more important year, maybe since 1861. This is the most consequential year. If we don't make the right decision in November, it could be, knock on wood, dare I say this, but the consequences would be dire. I mean that with every fiber of my being. The consequences would be dire. We need to get our country back. That is why I'm here. That is why I exist. This isn't good for me. This doesn't help me, okay? A lot of my family and friends, they're just like, what's going on with you? A lot of clients that I used to work with are saying, I can't even work with you anymore. I don't care. This is more important. I care about my kids' future. I care about my grandchildren, my great-great-grandchildren, as I know you do too. This is too important. This is bigger than money. We need to get our country back. That's why I'm here. Let's go through some super chats here. Philly PD 3557. I love seeing those American flags. I love it. Good to see you guys. I just absolutely love it. Thank you so much for the $4.99 super chat. Pussycat didn't want all his blood on his hands. Left it for others to clean up. I know you're referring to Pussycat McAfee. Yeah. You know what? Let me address this really quickly. You're absolutely right, because what McAfee essentially did was he just kicked the rock down the road. He just kicked the can down the road. He said, you know what? I have an election coming up. He should have done the right thing. He should have disqualified her. He should have disbarred her. She should have pursued criminal charges because she lied under oath. She committed perjury. There is enough. I mean, there's a Mount Everest of evidence that does more then confirm and validate that she absolutely lied under oath. Yes, God bless America. God, I love seeing all these patriots. I love seeing people who appreciate this beautiful soil, this beautiful land, home of the brave. I love it. Land of the free. So yeah, you're absolutely right, Philly. It definitely was him kicking the can down the road. He wanted to think about, but I will give him credit for this. He was thinking kind of selfishly in a lot of regards, but I will give him credit for this. He left language in there that has opened up the floodgates to all these appeals. Sadow the pit bull. Now we got Harrison Floyd's attorneys. There's Schaefer's attorneys. There's a lot of attorneys. I mean, there's like 20 defendants in this case. There's a lot of attorneys who are now able to push through all these appeals to the higher court, which is amazing. And I love that. Thank you so much for the $4.99 super chat. American girl. Yes. Thank you so much for the $9.99 super chat. Love you. Thank you so, so much. Cannot thank you enough. Nez, come on, everyone. 10K watching. It would be really awesome. I would really appreciate it. It only takes you a nanosecond. If you could just tap that thumbs up, because it helps our channel grow. We need to get our country back. I think this is the best way to do it, not violence. I don't think violence is the answer. The best way to do it is to raise awareness. We are seeing, you guys, listen to me very carefully, please. Look at me. We are seeing more and more independents, more and more, even, you know, disillusioned Democrats who are like, I'm sick of this. I can't tell you how many comments I've gotten. Hey, Nez, I've voted Democrat my whole life, but this year is going to be the first time I ever, ever turn my back on this party, because they're not the left anymore. They're not even the radicalized left anymore. They are the far gone, unrecognizable party. You want to give my kids gender affirming puberty blockers without any idea what the long-term ramifications are? You want to hire people based on their skin tone instead of merit? You want to allow the borders to just be completely open, and if anybody says anything, they're a racist? What is wrong with you? Where are you? There's this brilliant Joe Rogan clip. Joe Rogan is the most influential media personality living today. You may not like him. You may not even listen to him. But he's literally got more influence than CNN, Fox, ABC, all of them combined. He gets hundreds of millions of downloads. This guy voted for Bernie Sanders in 2016. Bernie Sanders, who's literally, I mean, left of Lenin practically. This guy voted for Bernie Sanders in 2016. Guess who he's voting for in 2024? He's definitely not voting for Biden, I'll tell you that much. So I think this is the best way to do it. I think by raising awareness, I think with this channel growing, by you tapping that thumbs up, by raising more awareness, by actually talking about the things that mainstream media won't talk about, that legacy media won't talk about, we can get our country back. We can get our country back. Oh, it makes me so excited. Thank you so much, American Girl. CA Human, California Human. Curious why Pitbull waited so long for political speech reason. No, I don't think he waited so long per se. It just, thank you so much, by the way, for the $10 super chat. That means a ton to me. I don't think it was a case of him waiting so long. I just think that he finally was able, because of McAfee's language, he was finally able to push these things through to the appellate courts. He wasn't able to really introduce this stuff, and it got denied. It just got denied and denied because, you know, Cash Money G, her influence and her weight, she was pushing around her weight. You saw the way she acted in the courtroom. You saw the way she stormed in there, and essentially Pussycat McAfee stormed out himself. He just walked out of court. If you look at the video, when she first stormed in, this was over a month ago, when this disqualification hearing first was arisen and first launched by Ashley Merchant, okay, one of the defendants, Michael Roman's attorney, she just walks in there and storms in there and says, I'm going to sit down. I want to testify. Nobody even knew she was going to be there. Even Ashley Merchant said later in interviews, I didn't even know she was going to testify. I didn't even know she was going to testify that day. She just stormed in. So you can only imagine things happening at that level. Nothing was going to go through. So the only way that any of these motions, the only way that any of these, let's just call them truths, because they are, she didn't get approval from the SEB. She did lie under oath. She did commit fraud through forfeiture funds, paying Nathan Wade. She committed felonies. She committed so many miscarriages of justice in this pursuit of Trump, but nothing could ever go through because it was in Fulton County. Now we go to the higher courts. Look at what Governor Kemp just passed not that long ago. Now Governor Kemp just passed a new law that has oversight over district attorneys. So Governor Kemp has the authority to remove Cash Money G. Willis if he wants to, or at least have oversight. I don't know the particulars of that law, but I know I'm darn close. Thank you so much, Martin Gingrich. Thank you so much. Yes, it is worth saving. Thank you so much for the $2 super chat. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Karen McBride. Love you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the super chat. That means the world to me. Thank you, Karen. Really, really means a lot. I appreciate you. Sharon, thank you so much. Sharon Willingham with the $4.99 super sticker. I love you. Thank you so much. Absolutely means the world to me. You guys absolutely rock. I cannot thank you enough. Again, all of these super chats, all of these super stickers go right back into the channel so I can continue to create free content for y'all. Means the absolute world to me that you're here. Again, in the pinned comment is our free Nez Nation Insider newsletter. It takes you a nanosecond. Click on that link. It's in the pinned comment, in the show notes, and the description. Click on newsletter, and you're in. Give us your best email, and you're in. We don't share. We don't spam. I don't ever sell my email list to another party. I value you guys too much. This is not about, I know it sounds crazy, and maybe if I were you, I wouldn't believe me either, but this is not about dollar bills, okay? I'm also going to do a whole expose on Puff Daddy too, so stick around. The Palmetto Travelers, thank you so much for the $10 super sticker. You guys absolutely rock. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you. You guys rock. Thank you so much. Sounds like a great channel. I'm going to check out your channel and subscribe. Thank you so much. This is about getting our country back. So I don't share, I don't spam. It's your sure proof way of always being in the know. So make sure you become a Nez Nation insider. Andrew McGee, thank you so much for the $10 super sticker. That really means the world to me. Thank you, Andrew, with a big thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Look at that. Patricia Winter with the $5. Number one. You're number one, Patricia. You are number one. I appreciate you so, so much. Thank you so much, Blue Rose, for the $9.99 super chat. Thank you so much, Blue Rose. God bless you. That means the world to me to hear you say that. You know, I got to be honest with you. Thank you so much, Blue Rose. I got to be honest with you. I tell my wife this, and I you won't believe me, but I literally break down and cry. I'm a softie at heart. Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and groom, but love me. You didn't think I had the best Elvis voice on planet Earth. By the way, Elvis is the king. Don't debate me on that. If you're having fun, give me a big capital yeah in the chat. Give me a yeah if you're having fun. It's fun, you know, to fight for your country and to fight for the truth. Tell me that's not fun. It's absolutely fun. So I have to tell you this. I'm a softie at heart. And Blue Rose, it just absolutely makes me, it just moves me. I get chills when I get these comments, you know, late at night sometimes. Because I kind of have a hard time sleeping. I definitely probably have insomnia. I should go to bed a lot earlier than I do. I mean, I hit the sack. You know, I pretty much brush my teeth at like 8:30. I mean, as soon as the street lights are out, I'm pretty much trying to get to bed. But then I end up, you know, whatever. My brain just doesn't shut off. And once in a while, I'll just check and I'll get these comments like, Nez, your channel, it saved me. Nez, I can relate to you. Nez, you've moved me. Nez, you're a breath of fresh air. And I literally just want to, I just want to cry. I love it. It to me just absolutely confirms my God's purpose, that this is my purpose. I feel at almost 50 years young, I feel more purpose now than I think I've ever felt in my entire life. And I feel like I've got another 100 years to go. I'm going to be fighting for this country as long as I've got air molecules coming out of my lungs. And with your help, guys, we ain't never going to stop. So cheers. Thank you, Blue Rose. Cheers. This is just water, by the way. Cheers. There might be other elixirs in here on those PM late night streams. Hello. Can I get a hello? It's fun. It's fun loving your country. We need to make it fun again to have pride in your country. We need to renew pride in this country. It's fun having pride in your country, and it's fun to fight for your country. And it's fun. It doesn't have to be so serious. It doesn't have to be so like boring and blasé like some of these network mainstream media channels. Holy mackerel. I try to watch these guys. I mean, it's like watching Tombstone Biden paint the yard. It's like, it's ridiculous. Thank you, Blue Rose. Southern Siren Vintage, Gianna. Thank you so much. No, no, no. There is no limit. No, 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 no. Anything is 1,000,000,000% appreciated. So, and I totally get you. Another reason why we need to fight. Oh, by the way, this actually reminds me. By the way, this reminds me, Nez Nation, that I'm going to be doing some live streams where I'm going to actually be doing giveaways. Giveaways of shirts, hats, Nez Nation, Holy Macadamia Nut. I'm trying to work on a new shirt that is, I think, going to be really, really funny and maybe even catch fire and go viral. Also, I'm going to be giving away Amazon gift cards, just my way of saying thank you. And so we're getting close to 200,000 subscribers, which is just insane. I might do a 200,000 subscriber celebration. I might just randomly go live and be like, hey, let's have some fun. We'll talk about some really cool things that are awesome for our country, or we'll just hang out. You know, I may do a members only live chat because I know we got a lot of amazing members. We just passed 100 members recently. Love you guys. You guys are the best. And we're going to have some fun. We'll do some draws. We'll do some wheel spins. We'll do some giveaways. We're going to do so. We're just going to have fun because your boy Nez has got you covered on every level. Thank you so much. It doesn't matter the amount. I just want you to know I greatly appreciate that. Thank you. And I get it. This is why I get it. Southern Siren Vintage Jenna. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm probably butchering that. I apologize. But thank you so much. And I get it. Bidenomics is awful. Marilyn, thank you so much. Happy Patriot Day. It should be. Every day is Patriot Day. In my book, every day is Patriot Day. Thank you so much, Marilyn Klute. Okay, guys. This has just been awesome. Again, if you're just kind of joining us, make sure you watch from the beginning, because I go through everything that's happening with the new motion and the new trial date, everything that's happening. Again, I love you guys so, so much. It just means the absolute world to me that you're here. Check out the videos that are coming out very, very soon. Check out the videos coming up on your screen. You're going to absolutely love them. I appreciate you guys. I can't get enough of you guys, as always. God bless every single one of you. God bless your families. And may God bless America. I will see you guys very, very soon. Love you. Thank you so, so much for being here.